The following is an audio booklet from the United Church of God. To view this booklet and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
The New Covenant. Does it abolish God's law? How faith puts the law on firmer footing. A comment by Paul that many lift out of context and misinterpret is Romans chapter 3, verse 28. Therefore, we conclude that a man is justified by faith apart from the deeds of the law. What did he mean by apart from the deeds of the law? Was he saying that one who follows a pattern of life that is apart from, or contrary to, the teachings of the law is pleasing to God? Let's carefully follow his reasoning. Only a few verses later, he asks and answers a crucial question. Do we then make void the law through faith? Certainly not. On the contrary, we establish the law. Verse 31. The New Revised Standard Version renders Paul's powerful words. Do we then overthrow the law by this faith? By no means. On the contrary, we uphold the law. The New English Bible translates Paul's meaning even more clearly. Does this mean that we are using faith to undermine law? By no means. We are placing law itself on a firmer footing. Biblical scholar Dr. Brad Young explains in his book, Paul the Jewish Theologian, the words place on a firmer footing is a far better translation of the meaning of the words in Greek. The Greek term histemi, stand, or place on a firmer footing, is the equivalent of the Hebrew word kiem, cause to stand, or make to stand through proper interpretation. And Paul desired to place Torah, the law, on a firmer footing through faith. Paul is in complete agreement with how the Bible defines sin, that sin is disobedience to God's law. See 1 John chapter 3, verse 4. He explains that by the law is the knowledge of sin. Romans chapter 3, verse 20. It tells us what sin is. He summarizes the matter in these words. Therefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy and just and good. Romans chapter 7, verse 12. This shows that the law is still valid. The validity of the law, however, does not take care of the problem that people will not obey it. God lamented of ancient Israel, "Oh, that they had such a heart in them that they would fear me, and always keep all my commandments, that it might be well with them and with their children forever." Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 29. Yet under the new covenant, a new mind and heart that comes through the indwelling faith of Christ through the Holy Spirit makes true obedience possible. See Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 through 34, Hebrews chapter 8, verses 7 through 13, and Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
Thanks for listening to How Faith Puts the Law on Firmer Footing. In the booklet, The New Covenant, Does It Abolish God's Law? For the rest of the booklet, please visit ucg.org.